is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news involving two mass shootings overnight. One at a Juneteenth festival in Round Rock, Texas, north of Austin. This is Police Chief Alan Banks.
An altercation broke out between two groups. During that altercation, someone produced a gun and began to fire.
Banks says two people were killed, several others wounded. Police are still looking for the gunman. The other shootings happened in Rochester Hills, Michigan, near Detroit. Nine people were hurt when a gunman started firing at a splash pad. An 8-year-old boy and his mother are in critical condition. The gunman shot and killed himself. Mayor Brian Barnett.
When I got on scene, I started to cry because I know what a splash pad is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where people gather, where families make memories, where people have fun.
Police say there's no known connection between the gunman and the people he shot. Israel has walked back an announcement saying that there would be a pause in the fighting in Gaza today to allow humanitarian aid into the region. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
Initially, we had a statement from one branch of the IDF saying that indeed there was going to be a tactical military pause each day in Gaza. We've since then, though, had another statement from the IDF saying there is no cessation in hostilities in Rafah or in southern Gaza, and that the operation to get aid into Gaza is continuing as normal. That followed a statement from Israel's hardline national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who said that whoever made the decision to introduce a tactical pause was both evil and a fool.
In Lucerne, Switzerland, about 90 countries have come up with a consensus condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including a commitment to Ukraine's territorial integrity. Final approval is expected soon. Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Ukraine has the right to peace, just like all of you. We must stop this war based on the UN Charter, respect for international law, the just interests of the Ukrainian people, and the idea of the undeniable value of human life, not war.
Russia says its security forces have freed two prison employees who'd been held hostage by several inmates. Officials say they were liquidated. We're 11 days away from the planned debate between President Biden and former president and presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Trump and President Biden are scheduled to face off in their first 2024 debate. Host CNN revealed that microphones will be muted throughout the debate, except for when the candidates are given time to speak.
Now that demand came from the Biden camp because of Trump's propensity to interrupt. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
After 6 years, Baseball Hall of Famer Derek Jeter reportedly has a buyer for his castle that he owns in Greenwood Lake, New York. First went on the market for more than $14 million, but never sold, not even at auction. Its contracted buyer is said to be shelling out less than half of that. Australian researchers say you'll live longer if you walk instead of driving at least once a week. Here's reporter Scott Maiman.
Melbourne researchers have confirmed on paper something we've been told time and time again. There's greater longevity with just a little bit more exercise.
Walking just once a week had approximately 25% lower chances of premature mortality.
Researcher Shivangi Shah, even if you jump in your car,
just parking your car further than you usually would.
The study involved more than 19,000 participants from both Australia and the United States. All were aged 70 and over. Scott Maiman for CBS News Canberra, Australia.
I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On this Father's Day, we'll have some showers and thunderstorms, then a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs of the lower 80s, south winds breezy. In the overnight, partly cloudy, lows near 70. On Monday, another chance of storms, highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain, it's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Silly boy.
Told my girl we had to break up.
Silly boy.
But that she would call my phone.
Silly boy.
And she said, to my surprise, big girls don't cry. Big girl. Oh,
ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
Big girl don't cry.
Who said they don't cry?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You probably already know that Rosetta Stone is one of the best ways to learn a language. But did you also know that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages? You can dabble in French, try German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and then prepare for all your upcoming travels using Rosetta Stone. And right now, you can get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase, and then you can learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum.